Matthew 5, verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain. And when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Verse 2. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 4. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Verse 6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Verse 10. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 11. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Verse 12. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Verse 13. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It's good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. Verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Verse 15. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Verse 17. Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Verse 18. For surely I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Verse 19. Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commands and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Verse 20. For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Verse 21. You have heard that it was said to those of old, You shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. Verse 22. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, You fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Verse 23. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and remember that your brother has something against you. Verse 24. Leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Verse 25. Agree with your adversary quickly while you are on the way with him, lest your adversary deliver you to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the officer, and you be thrown into prison. Verse 26. Assuredly, I say to you, you will by no means get out of there till you have paid the last penny. Verse 27. You have heard that it was said to those of old, You shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Verse 29. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. Verse 30. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off, cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. Verse 31. Furthermore, it has been said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. Verse 32. But I say to you that whoever divorces his wife for any reason except sexual immorality causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery.
Verse 33.
Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oaths to the Lord. Verse 34. But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne. Verse 35. Nor by earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Verse 36. Nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. Verse 37. But let your yes be yes, and your no be no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one. Verse 38. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Verse 39. But I tell you not to resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. Verse 40. If anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. Verse 41. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Verse 42. Give to him who asks you, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away. Verse 43. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Verse 44. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Verse 45. That you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Verse 46. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? Verse 47. And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Even the tax collectors do so? Verse 48. Therefore you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect.